Spirit Radio Podcasts.
I'm delighted to have my next guest with me in studio. It's one of those ones where when he came in, I thought, oh my goodness, I cannot believe it's been 2 years since we chatted. One of those scary moments where you realise how fast time goes by. And we're going to be talking about the Christmas Tree Festival, and we're going to be talking about preparing well for Christmas and really keeping the meaning of Christmas, the most important thing, keeping Christ at the centre of Christmas. It's great to have with me in studio the Reverend Baden Stanley from Christchurch in Bray in County Wicklow. Baden, thanks for coming in to
us. Not at all, Wendy. Thank you so much for having me.
So as I mentioned there, it was 2 years ago you were with me in studio. At the time you were talking about your fantastic Wonderland comics. But you've had to take some time out over those last years. Tell us a little bit about what's been...
God has a great sense of humour, I'm telling you. I was here 2 years ago, December. We launched Wonderland Comics, the stories that he has been helping me to write for years. And everything was going great. I was going, preparing to go out into the schools, the highways and the byways, and tell people. And then in January, I got a recurrence of an illness I've had before called fibromyalgia.
So what is that?
It's many different things, but the chemical imbalance in your brain is affected by something, usually a trauma or something like that, and it actually lowers your pain threshold. So literally the simplest things like holding a glass or turning a key cause agony.
And so it's chronic pain that you're dealing with.
And really can be very severe and very hard to cope with, because you're not sure, is that caused by just turning a key or am I having a heart attack? Because you have all these chest pains, back pains, even your toenails actually get sore, which just sounds ridiculous.
I didn't know that could happen.
Yeah, no, and I didn't either, but they explained it to me. The physio explained to me just the other day how that does happen. It's actually reckoned that Jonah may have had fibromyalgia, because in one of the verses he says, even the muscles on my bones are aching. And so that's exactly what it is. Fibro is the soft tissue and there's pain levels in it. So it causes chronic fatigue and a few other less nice things as
well. So that slows you down, obviously.
Just a
touch. And Reverend, you're extremely...
Oh, Baden, please. But Reverend makes me nervous.
We'll stick to Baden, though. You're a very energetic man, so passionate. How did that feel and challenge your faith in that time where you kind of had to stop?
Yeah. It was huge on so many levels. I think because there was so much momentum gathering, and I am a driven perfectionist, idealist sort of person, and I just love telling stories, and I was finally, you know, getting a structure together that would work and all of that sort of stuff. And then wham. And when I had the day of the first pains again, it's a specific type of an ache. I said, oh no, please, please not. It couldn't be, you know. And that was a pretty tough day. But the one thing, and I want to be very careful with this, because, you know, I'm no superhero. I'm certainly no super Christian. I'm not a prophet. I'm a farmer's son. And what I found the first time I had this 10, 15 years ago, I was really struggling with it. But this time God had given me an incredible peace. I tried to worry and I couldn't. I mean, like, God provided a cure just at the right time, the right person for the right time. He provided all sorts of things. It was horrendously difficult to go through, but there was just these wonderful little glimpses of God saying, don't be afraid. It's going to be okay. Now, as I say, that doesn't mean it was easy, or it doesn't mean that, you know, this is the way it is for everybody. But there was just that juxtaposition between that peace that could only come from him and that sense of, oh, my goodness, what? How has this happened again? Because when you go back into an illness...
Do you have to, because God has that peace to give us in these difficult situations. And as you say, it doesn't mean making things easier. It maybe makes the burden a bit lighter to carry on your shoulders. But... is there a way of cultivating that peace, or almost accepting that peace? Because do you think a lot of the time in your ministry to people, Baden, that it's there, but we don't take
it? That's right. No, exactly. I mean, somebody once said that the presence of God is literally a nanosecond away from you. It's just so instant and available, and yet we're not even aware of that. And I think, I don't know what the secret of this is, except it's a gift from God. But I think the second part of it is actually that there's something... there's something that God puts in our hearts that says, you know what? Like the hardest part, sorry, just a thought was emerging there. The hardest thing for me was standing in the kitchen of our house, looking across at the church, watching the funerals take place of friends and people I've known for 20 years, and really gutted that I couldn't be there. But what God was actually teaching me was, it's not about me. That was a huge thing to realise that, yes, I wanted to be there, I should have been there, all of that sort of thing, but actually God is bigger than these things. So I think it's actually, I find the Alison Young books, Jesus Calling, I find them really good for me and my personality type. You know, just a little verse or two of the Bible, but then that sort of prayerful teasing out of the theme of the Bible. And it just, that just every morning seemed to help me to grow in that peace. And just to realize, you know what? It's horrendous and it's not fair on whoever, my family in particular. But you know what? God is still in control. And mine is a life that is his to use in whatever way.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you back in studio.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank
feeling
you.
A bit better, thank God.
Yeah.
And you're not slowed down for too long because you're back involved with the Christmas Tree Festival.
That's right.
A big
seemed
project.
Like a good idea at the time. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, well, now some of you will remember that Crinkin held a Christmas Tree Festival about 2 or 3 years back. A fantastic thing and queues of people out the door. And a number of other churches right around the country are doing it again this year. We looked at it and said, right, you know, we have a history of storytelling. The stained glass windows in the church tell incredible stories about Jesus. The Narnia festivals, the remembrance festivals, all those sort of things are telling stories, his story, if you like, and how it interacts with us. So how do we make this a kind of a Christchurch Parade special? We thought, well, there's so many stories going on at the moment that are getting lost in the middle of the build up and the hype around Christmas. So one of the first things you'll see when you come into the grounds of the church is a yellow kayak. You can't miss it. It's very bright. And that is going to have small branches of trees clinging onto the side to remind us of the refugees who are in troubled waters trying to escape from the most horrendous circumstances. Nearby in the shadows, there'll be a homeless tree. And that's an idea we took from Crinkin. Just to remind people that, you know, we're coming, we're all excited, but it's not to down people, but it's just to remind people that the momentum of Christmas can overwhelm us. Take some time out and think about what it's about. Now, we also have a bow tree. I don't know if you know the JoJo bows. This is the little girls love them.
Oh, yes.
And, oh, yes. No, they don't go in my hair because it's a little too short and absent from the top of my head. But you know, so we've laughter and we have poignancy. We have remembrance and remembering people who have passed away. And we have a trump tree. Am I allowed to say that? We have a trump tree. It's the golden fleece. And it's just to remind people that, yes, there are big issues going on out there. There's big stuff happening. And yet, God is there in the everyday as well. You know, we can be so worried about, you know, North Korea and America, and we can be so worried about Pakistan and India and all the things that are just trembling away there. And yet, you know, God cares for me, and you know, literally every hair in my head, my skin is counted, and every one of us is precious to him. He doesn't forget any one of us. And there's something about that in the story we're trying to tell.
The extraordinary thing about the Christmas Tree Festival is all the things you've touched on, just trying to get people to reflect, to think. But another lovely element to it is community members get involved,
yes,
businesses get involved. Tell us about that.
That's been fantastic. Now, Shankill and Crinkin were fortunate in a way that they got as much of the community involved as wanted to. Bray being so much bigger, it's slightly more of a challenge. So we have people, we have businesses, we have Purple House from the Bray Cancer Support as was. We have one of the suicide awareness groups. So we've asked people to come and make a tree, design a tree that tells their story. We've got sports groups, the hockey club, we've got we've got children's ministries and things like that. So the one thing I'm very conscious is there may be people listening now who think we were never asked, and I'm really sorry. Seriously, I mean that so sincerely, because it's, you know, there's such a vast potential for what this could be, but we had to start somewhere. And as the trees became filled, and they have all been filled, they're all up at the moment. They're being decorated mostly today. You know, we now move to the next phase, which is actually inviting people to come in. Would you believe from RTE are coming to record on Thursday night for our Songs of Praise at 8 o'clock, free plug. And then on Monday morning, the event is closed because RTE News Today are recording a large school group in there. So you really don't want to be in there when there's a large school group. Just trust me on that. And but that's just, again, the chance to get the word out there that this is happening. And then we've extended the festival. It was meant to finish on Tuesday, and we've extended it to Thursday because we know from a previous experience when RTE are involved, you get a surge of interest after it and stuff
people
like
want
that.
To come along.
People want to come along, and we don't want anyone to be disappointed. It's free entry. There is an opportunity for donations if they wish. There's a cafe, there's a Christmas shop and all that sort of stuff. But it's real purpose. You walk through a winter wonderland to get into the church. Its real purpose is to reignite that wonder in the midst of hard times, challenging times, to, you know, meet you where you're at. I was listening to Father James there earlier. Meet people where they're at and to allow them as they journey around the church to come back out with eyes filled with wonder and hope, because there's so much still to be hopeful for, Wendy. Really,
what
is
a lovely thing to do with your friends or your family. Take a break from the madness of it all and come out with that sense
That's
of wonder.
Right. From 10 to 9 every day.
Fantastic stuff. Yeah. If you've just joined me, I've been talking to Baden Stanley, who's involved with the Christmas Tree Festival, which is running from the 30th of November to the 5th of December from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. each day at Christchurch in Bray in County Wicklow. You can get all the info on facebook.com/Christchurch Bray. Braden, thanks for joining
Thank
us, and
so
it's great
much,
to have
Wendy.
You
great
back
to
with us in Spirit.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.